David Young describes Marianne Baruch as among our most formidable and thought-provoking practitioners of poetry, such accolades achieved through attention, craft, integrity, and vision. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander, and I'm reading from Marianne's book Poems New and Selected, published by Oberlin College Press in 2004. Near Halloween. Like a bad thought, someone else's bad thought, it hangs by the neck, stuffed jeans and flannel shirt, the pillowcase head grinning before it lops over. Student neighborhood. Which jubilant drunk hoisted this thing last night from porch to star-eyed gable? A toast. All sadness in the world. Ha! All misery. Ha! To you, and you, and damn you. Below, the light of a car blurred as it took the corner. The body turns because there's wind. It turns because it has no weight. The face goes up, then down again, a soft thud against the clapboards. It could be anyone up there. And the leaves, their thousands, fall into the street, yellow wet, rimmed with dark. Not that anything's eternal, or exactly like any other thing. Wires. Blue wires, grey wires, wild massive bundles wrenched from outer space somewhere and scattered in the hall. Men do this. Men who talk on walkie-talkies to someone who gravels, blinks out, gravels back. Walking by, all of us suddenly so careful. Outside, it's merely a few leaves, a sky, too much concrete. But here, the men love talking to little machines, the matter-of-fact of it, an old giddiness shrunk down, hand to ear, the curious way a face looks, tilted, with nothing yet to say. Blue wires and grey, the thought and the afterthought. Both enter the ceiling, but nothing's connected yet, the larger man says, bewildered, somehow stricken. In truth, it's the drinking fountain I walk to, or the Xerox which hums and makes too much of everything. This tangle of wire, savour it, like any small chaos, hair left in a brush, and you pulled out the whole mess of it. Or the tiny, what was that one of us found, bending down, pointing? A nest. We looked up. No tree in sight. The old mathematician. The mathematician, almost too feeble to walk, walks down Salisbury, over on Stadium, up Rose or Robinson. No bird is an equation, not the one in the tree, not the one in flight with its wings crooked enough to catch any updraft. And the tiny bones in that darkness under the feathers, no music's there. They aren't flutes, hollow sticks that hold the body barely in wind or no wind. But one bird equals how many pebbles in the hand, equals a small boy's anger to bring something down. The kid just stands there, fierce, ready. The mathematician looks up. He looks sideways. I'm walking through it, he thinks, some bad boy's longing to be bigger, to be anything at all. And then it multiplies. He can see it in the underbelly leaf of the trash trees no one's planted, there in the terrible boils, the rusty edges, the sound of a shoe on pavement, his or the boy's. Then a door slams. Does it matter? He gets livid at things. Then he's vacant again. To add and to subtract, back and forth as he walks, it's a little like breathing, like someone digging a hole and disappearing in it, spray of dirt and stones, the shovel glinting in rhythm. So I watched one morning, not knowing which sad business, the fury or the indifference, larger in me. These are poems by Marianne Baruch, and this is The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.